My dad, one day, told me, he said, my sister down in Verona, New Jersey, said there's no reason I can't get a driver's license even though I am stone deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And there's $50 in it if you help me get my license. And so I find. I said, well, the first thing you got to do is get a get those damn boots off and put a slipper on. Why? I said, because you can't feel the pedal through your big shoes, and you don't really know whether you're on something. And, oh, I just knew. I said, well, you remember the day I was teaching how to park there, and you drove up, and stepping on the brake, you stepped on the gas, jumped up on the sidewalk, and into the big store window full of cornflakes. And he wouldn't give up. He wouldn't give up, and he finally got it. And so he and my mother drove all the way to California when I got back to the United States,
mm-hmm.
in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
and we stayed for the winter there. And we started home, and he said, I'm going to drive. I said, okay. So he goes, I forget what town we came into, but then we started down the one-way street, the wrong way. I pointed, and he kept going. Finally, he got, stepped out front, stopped him, and yelled, what are you doing going down a one-way street? And my father couldn't hear a word. He said he was going to yell, yes, yes, yes. Finally, I broke down, and I said, he's stone deaf. You mean he can't hear the name? No. Well, how do you talk with him? I said, pencil and paper. So I gave him the pad we had, and write what you want to tell him. He wrote on there, I want you to get out of that driver's seat and don't get back into it until you get out of my precinct. My dad never would drive after that.
Really?
Yeah, it's just too bad.
Yeah.
He got quite a lot of pleasure out of being
mm-hmm.
able to drive.
Mm-hmm.